Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchSMBStorage.com, and today I'll be talking about storage virtualization for SMBs. Storage virtualization is used in many large enterprise companies to help ease data backup processes such as data migration. But how is storage virtualization used and implemented in the SMB environment? Is data migration an issue for them? And what affordable storage virtualization tools and products are available for SMBs? Here with me today to help answer these questions is Mark Stamer, president of Dragonslayer Consulting. Hi, Mark, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, Megan. It's a pleasure.
So, Mark, is data migration a tedious process for SMBs, and why is that?
Well, data migration is a tedious process for everyone. No one likes data migration. And if you're going to do it effectively, depending if it's on a SAN or in DAS or over a network for NAS, can take as many as 40 to 50 individual steps, and most of it is manually intensive. That kind of makes it tedious, at least for most people I know.
Can storage virtualization make data migration easier for SMBs, and how can they do that?
Yes, it can, and it depends, again, if you're talking about SAN virtualization or file virtualization. What virtualization does is enables you to move the data online versus offline. It's not a end-all into itself. It's not the process. It's just another tool that simplifies it to a point so that you can do all the data migration without disrupting your application. In the case of SAN virtualization, you have products like Falcon Store, which is a SAN virtualization tool, and it also does storage virtualization, or DataCore software, or RHEL Data. All of them in the SMB space allow you to virtualize storage you already have, do a one-for-one relationship, map it to a virtual one, and migrate it online so that the original data is eventually moved over, and then you just cut over the old machine, cut it out of the herd, so to speak. But it does take time, it does take planning, and it does take process. In the file space, you have people like AutoVert, and EMC's Rainfinity and Acopia from F5 that do something similar for files, although it's a little bit easier in the file space than the NAS space. In the case of Microsoft, if you're a Windows shop, you also have DFS. DFS is a form of virtualization. It's limited in what it will do in data migration, but it does simplify the process again.
And what should users be wary of when deploying storage virtualization? For example, is it hard to back out of it when it's not working?
It can be. Let's deal again on the SAN side versus the file side. Depending on the vendor, and it does depend on the vendor. Another SAN virtualization product I forgot to mention was LSI Storage, SVM. The product itself will allow you to do this kind of data migration, but not all of them are real easy at backing out of that virtualization vendor into, let's say, non-virtualized vendor or to another virtualization vendor. So you've got to make sure that they have a way to do that if you want to change vendors or leave that vendor at some point down the road. In the file side, it's much simpler. It's very easy to change vendors or to move away from one vendor to another, because there's still files in the end.
Okay, thank you for all those answers, Mark.
You're welcome.
And for more information on storage virtualization for SMBs, you can visit searchsmbstorage.com.